ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام الحلم عشيرة.
Amir al-Mu'minin Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "Clemency is like kinsfolk."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, it's interesting, and we find, of course, in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt and specifically the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that the infallible imams have said certain things which are timeless. And because of these pieces of knowledge and these pieces of wisdom that have been put forth and gifted to us by the Ahlul Bayt and the infallible imams, and namely Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that these things and these statements, they are applicable even to today's life. Only an individual who is connected with the divine, in my humble opinion, is able to put forth things and words and statements and wisdom and knowledge and truth
which can withstand the passage of time and which can withstand the pages of history. We see that despite the passing of thousands of years, these words of wisdom and these profound lessons given to us by infallible imams and by these divinely appointed leaders such as Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that these pieces of wisdom are very much applicable to today's time. And we also see that in the universal persona of Imam Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was able to, just as all divinely appointed leaders, very concisely and in a very short and sweet manner, convey very deep and profound concepts and meanings. In one place, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said that life is divided into 2 days, or better to say, 2 parts. One day, the world turns towards man, and on another day, the world turns its back on him. Therefore, be careful not to be arrogant when the world turns towards you, and remember to be patient when the world turns its back on you. And dear friends, is this truly not what life comes down to? On one day, the world is in our favor, the cards are in our favor, the chips are up, and everything is in our favor, everything is good. We have what we need. Actually, we have more than what we need. And on another day, the world turns its back on us. Ooh, the chips are down. The cards are not in our favor. The circumstances and the conditions of our life seem to be negative. They seem to be down. We seem to be on the losing end. And it is interesting, but here Imam Ali is saying that, listen, there's 2 days, don't worry. If the chips are down and the things are not in your favor today, remember that there will be a day when the things are in your favor. And likewise, when things are in your favor, when the world turns towards you, remember that such a day will come when the chips are down and the world is not in your favor. And furthermore, on that day when the world is in your favor, do not become arrogant, do not become haughty, do not become proud, do not commit sin. And on the other hand, when the world turns its back on you, and when the world is not in your favor, again, do not commit sin and be patient. A beautiful, profound lesson from the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا رأي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
So whenever we hear the fadail of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we must always put the Prophet as not included amongst the people being talked about. This is an automatic rule that we were taught when we were studying. They never include the Prophet in this. When the Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I'm the best at this, except for the Prophet, because he is a servant of the Prophet. So this is an important rule to understand. Now, we come back to the same thing, and I always, as one who prepares lectures, comes up, I face the same difficulties, and that is, how do we begin to describe this great personality or talk about him? And I want to look at it for his life from his power of attraction and his power of repulsion. Yeah? What I mean by that? I mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam has that characteristic where he has the power to attract people towards him, and at the same time, he has the power to repel people away from him. Yes? That means he has this ability to make people love him and hate him at the same time. This is an art, my brothers and sisters. How you can be loved so much and how you can be hated so much. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us how to do this. And when we look at history, there is no other personality like Imam Ali alayhi salam who is loved as much and hated as much by people. Since the beginning, there were those who would give their lives for Ali ibn Abi Talib, but there were those who couldn't wait to kill Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that carries on till today. There are people like us that when the name of Ali is said, our hearts begin to beat faster. And there are people who the name of Ali is mentioned, they can't wait to curse Ali ibn Abi Talib. This is till today. Huh? We were in Sham, and one of my friends there tells me that, and you know, in Sayyidah Zainab, there's no secret that there's as many, or if not more Sunnah than there are Shia who gather in Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam and who live there. So one day they were having the wiladat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they had sweets laid out. And a Sunni man walked by, and again, these are not all Sunnis who are like this, but those who have that Wahhabi mentality have this automatic bughd, hatred in their hearts for Imam Ali alayhi salam. So he grabbed a candy, and he said, Shunul Munasibat, what is the Munasibat for today? And he says, Wiladat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He threw that candy like it was dirty. He said, I don't want this candy. Yeah? Why? Because he had the hatred of Imam Ali alayhi salam in his heart. And this is no secret.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.